Hey, this is Woodkid, and you're listening to NLEFCO on 87.7. Discover great music.
Where the light shivers offshore through the tides of oceans, we are shining in the rising sun. We are floating in the blue. I am softly watching you, but all your eyes betray what burns inside you.
Ναι, λοιπόν, η φωνή που ακούμε είναι απέναντί μου αυτή τη στιγμή. Ο Woodkid είναι στο στούντιο του NLEFCO 87,7. Ο Ιωάν Λεμουάν, σωστά, right?
Yes, hello, I guess so. Hey.
Ο βραβευμένος Γάλλος σκηνοθέτης μουσικών βίντεο, γραφίστας, συνθέτης με πολύ σημαντικές συνεργασίες με γνωστούς σκηνοθέτες, αλλά και με σκηνοθεσίες γνωστών μουσικών βίντεο όπως του Drake με τη Rihanna, του Moby, της Katy Perry, της Lana Del Rey και του Harry Styles, υποψήφιος για Grammy για διάφορα τραγούδια του, με ένα φανατικό κοινό της ηλεκτροακουστικής μουσικής. Η νέα του δουλειά, λοιπόν, την οποία προετοίμαζε για 5 χρόνια, είναι ένα εντυπωσιακό οπτικοακουστικό θέμα όπου συμπροταγωνιστούν η μουσική με την εικόνα και το οποίο θα απολαύσουμε αύριο στο Ηρώδιο στο πλαίσιο του Φεστιβάλ Αθηνών Επιδαύρου. I'm sure that this all sounds Greek to you.
It sounded very Greek, but I think I got it.
All of it?
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So welcome, Ioan. Welcome, Woodkid. It's a thrill, it's a great pleasure having you here in Greece, in Athens, and of course in our studio at NLEFCO 87.7. And a great pleasure for me as well. Let me start by asking, where does Woodkid comes from?
Oh, I have no idea.
It hasn't any cinematic reference.
Yeah, no. I wish it did. I just thought I was cool. It's an old name that it chose at the MySpace era, time. Ah. I just thought it was cool, and then there was a lot of afterthought, and I tried to like figure out something on my first record to try to give it a meaning, but really I just thought it was cool. It's like my keys. I have two keys tattooed on my arms and everything.
So not a French stage name.
No, not at all.
And how do the French pronounce Woodkid?
Woodkid.
Woodkid.
Yeah.
Not Woodkid.
Or maybe they do it Woodkid. Yeah. This okay. way.
So in a very difficult year, second in a row, with very few live performances all over the world.
Indeed.
We feel very lucky here in Athens, not only for having the chance to see you live, but also to witness something much more than a concert, a spectacle, an experience of sound, light and vision. So that's what I have read. And I'm looking forward for tomorrow. How do you feel about tomorrow's performance at the Odeon?
I'm very, very excited because it's like obviously like a honor to play in a place like that. I have been to this place before. I've seen a concert there before, so I know how incredible it is. It's also very special because it is our first international shows. We have been to Spain, we have been to Switzerland, and now we're coming to Greece. And last time we came was maybe 6 years ago or something. Was in the middle of the crisis also, so it was also a difficult time. So it feels very special to be here after this whole pandemic, feeling that everything starts to come back a little bit to normal. It feels very good.
Have you ever performed in an ancient theater or an ancient site?
Yes, I have. I have in an ancient Roman theater in Lyon, for example. I have played in a couple of places like in Carcassonne or places that are very loaded with history like that, and it's always very inspiring.
It's a very different experience from playing at a football stadium.
Of course. Well, I haven't done football stadiums, so I can't tell.
Yet,
hopefully.
Okay. So let's hear some Pale Yellow.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Seconds of Pale Yellow, and we'll get back.
Just make the liquor flow. My heart races, I wanted you to know. I will rise again, so my love for you will be gone. I will fix the pain on my own.
Είναι 6 και 4, είστε στον Λευκό 87,7 και έχουμε παρέα μας τον Good Kid που εμφανίζεται αύριο στο Ηρώδιο, είναι απέναντί μου στο στούντιο. Ακούμε το Pale Yellow από το δεύτερο άλμπουμ του που κυκλοφόρησε πέρσι. It's been 10 years since your first release, the EP, the Iron EP,
yes.
And 8 years since your first album, the Golden Age.
Yes.
There was a 7-year gap.
Yeah.
Between the Golden Age and S16,
yeah.
Your album that was
that came out, ago, yeah, in came October, out. Yeah.
What took you so long?
But making this record was long. It's an album that I wanted to be very precise. I wanted to spend a lot of time on it, and I also wanted to see what it was like to be a bit defiant to the norms of the industry that kind of suggests us to release mm-hmm. a lot of albums and a lot of music and be very fast and very quick. And I thought it was interesting to see if the opposite would work, mm-hmm. if there was still room for albums that took a lot of time to be made and a lot of time to be thought. And apparently it's working, so I'm kind of proud of that. But I also needed that time to like collaborate with other people, because I didn't stop working. I was just working in the shadow. I was working for I worked for Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. I worked for a couple of other artists, and I really enjoy that too. I'm a music video director initially, so it's part mm-hmm. of my DNA. Yeah. So I needed that time to not be in the light and also think about what mm-hmm. I would do next. Yes.
So name dropping. You started this.
Yeah.
Sofia Coppola, Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Pharrell Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Steven Legend. Spielberg. Yeah.
Steven Spielberg. Okay.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, with
the post.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Great film. Who is next? Or let me rephrase. Tell us three names that you would love to work with next.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I would love to work with Billie Eilish. I think mm-hmm. she's really fascinating, yes. and incredible.
Very talented. Yeah.
And different, which I always like.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to work with, I don't know, actually, who would I want? I would love to work with Björk, but I think I'm not cool enough for her. And I would love to work with, I don't know, who would I want to work with? Maybe Madonna still.
Yes, why not?
Yeah,
we love Madonna. Spiros, who is also at the studio, loves Madonna. He's okay. Any Greek artist that you know of or might consider to work with?
There's one song that I swear I didn't prepare that, but there's. I love. Okay, maybe you're going to laugh because it's. I love Arletta.
Arletta.
I mean, there's one song from her that I love, which I won't be able to say.
Unfortunately.
The name. But yeah, this is so that song is so beautiful.
Okay, any other Greek names?
Who else do I know that I like? I don't know. I think the famous names we know in France are like Georges Moustaki or something.
No, he's French.
He's French. It's fake Greek.
Okay, let's hear some Goliath, and we'll be back. The chest and the head divided by white laser. Αυτό είναι το Goliath και αυτό από το δεύτερο άλμπουμ του Good Kid, το S16. Είναι 6 και 20, είστε στον Λευκό και έχω απέναντί μου τον Good Kid που εμφανίζεται αύριο στο Ηρώδιο. Is there a movie soundtrack that you wish was written by you? Is there a film that you would wanted to score?
Oh yeah, Under the Skin by Jonathan Glazer. I don't hesitate answering this. It's one of my favorite films of the past 10 years and one of my favorite soundtracks by far, by Mika Levy.
Have you tried to score it after you have seen it?
I wouldn't dare to tell you. Okay. It's too perfect.
Okay, so songwriter, singer, video director, which one you couldn't live without?
Well, I would say video director, because I can still, I mean, by making films, you also can make music somehow, mm-hmm. or have an approach to sound. So it's still like a form that can englobes everything.
Okay, let me hear Run Boy Run. And ask you the next question. When writing and producing a song, do you have in mind the video that comes with it, or there is first music and everything else comes later?
It really depends. Sometimes it is images that trigger the idea of a song, but sometimes it's the opposite. There's some songs on that record that I had no idea what the visuals would be on. Mm-hmm. It was just pure music, and then the visuals came afterwards. But for this latest record, S16, I really had a world that I built around the making of the music. I knew it was based in this industrial kind of world, and I know I wanted to work about, mm-hmm. To talk about like some industrial catastrophes and make them somehow aesthetic and beautiful and kind of play with the idea of the end of the world somehow. And that was kind of like the universe I was in when I made mm-hmm. the song.
During the last months, we have had many online concerts. Do you feel that this will stay in the future as a new opportunity for artistic expression, or it was just a necessity that will fade away after the pandemic is gone?
I have no idea. It's very hard to predict the future, especially right now that it's so uncertain. The only thing I know is that I wasn't really craving for this live performance thing. I thought it was a bit. It would have been a bit cynical for me to do this. I have so much passion for the live audience and for the impermanence of things, the fact that when you're on stage, everything is impermanent and everything leaves and disappears. Mm-hmm. I really like that. I think that's the main quality of live music. So the idea of like printing it and it being online and being watched and rewatched, I didn't really enjoy that. I hope live music on stage really comes back and exists.
Yes, we hope so. Yeah. That will be very soon.
Yes, it will be tomorrow.
Tomorrow is for sure. Okay. Let's hear some Run Boy Run, and then we'll speak about tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll talk about tomorrow.
Thank you.
Και 22 ήταν Λευκός, του 87,7 με τον Good Kid στο στούντιο, λίγο πριν μας αφήσει για να πάει να ξεκουραστεί, γιατί αύριο έχει και live στο Ηρώδιο εννοείται. What should we expect from your show tomorrow? Anything special for your office?
Yeah, we have adapted the creative a little bit to the theater, because it is so special. Mm-hmm. We've brought more lights, we've brought a bit more projections, but it's very visual and very sonic concert, and it's when I come on stage with that tour, I come as a musician, but I also come as a music video director. Mm-hmm. So it's really a mix of both. I've worked for a couple of years now on the visuals too. And they all come together as some kind of very textural experience. It's a bit of a roller coaster.
Okay. Well, Woodkid, thank you very much. It was a great pleasure having you here. We're very excited for tomorrow.
I'm very excited too.
And we wish that you will have a unique experience here in Athens, one that you will remember for a long time.
I'm sure people will too.
And of course, we expect you back very, very soon.
Yes.
It was a pleasure. Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dead and kissed away. Her innocence is burning in flames. A million miles from home, I'm walking ahead. I'm frozen to the bones. I am a soldier on my own. I don't know the way. I'm riding up the heights of shame. I'm waiting for the call. The hand on the chest. I'm
ready for the fight and fate. Sound of iron shots stuck in my head. The thunder of the drums dictates the rhythm of the past, a number of days. The rising of the homies ahead. From the dawn of time to the end of days, I will have to run away. I want to feel the pain and the bitter taste of the blood on my lips again. Of snow is burning my hands. I'm frozen to the bones. I am hidden mind from home. I'm walking away. I can't remind your eyes, your face.
Ο 87,7.